Greetings, great gamers, to yet another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that weekly celebration of everything old and golden. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this wistful trek, and today, speaking of being great, it's time for another great gamers quiz, speedrun style. This means being hit with a quick succession of 15 questions concerning anything and everything gaming related. You won't have much time to think before the next question comes, so be forewarned, be prepared, and do your best. So, we'll start with a musical number. Can you name the game or games from which this piece originates? Called Jump Jump Jump, it's a number found only in Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix. Of course, it's a quasi-remix of another Mario tune, the second overworld theme as heard in 1-2 from Super Mario Bros. 3. Question 2. What game system did the title Contra 4 release for? This fine run and gun appeared on the Nintendo DS in 2007. A mobile version came later. Question 3. When did Atari's classic game Asteroids first hit arcades? The game first debuted on November 1979. Question number 4. God of War on the PS4 gave Kratos a precocious son. What is the boy's name? Atreus is the boy's given name, although he does have a second one that, if I give it away here, is a spoiler, so just skip ahead if you don't want to hear it. But his true name, or original name, is Loki. Question 5. The Mega Man Battle Network series was a rather long-winded one. How many games comprise the entire franchise? There are 6 mainline Battle Network games, not counting the many variants seen in parts 3 through 6, nor the many spin-offs and ports. Question 6. Time now for another tune. Name the game, why don't you? Although this is no doubt the overworld theme from The Legend of Zelda, this specific rendition comes from the Link's Awakening remake. Question 7. The TurboGrafx-16 originally came packed with one controller. True or false? True. In fact, the system only had one controller port, thus requiring a multi-tap for other players. Question 8. Name the leading protagonist in Valve's seminal puzzle game, Portal. The heroine's name is Shell, although not much more is known about her beyond that. Question 9. Mr. Dew is largely a forgotten character, but early on he starred in a variety of games. Mr. Dew's castle is one of them. Is this the second, third, or fourth entry in the series? Mr. Dew's Castle is the second game, preceded only by Mr. Dew, the original and most beloved of all the entries. Question 10. Although not titled as such, which Mario Kart game can be considered part 6 in the long-running series? Mario Kart Wii is really the sixth installment, with Mario Kart 7, Mario Kart 8, and Mario Kart Tour appearing on the 3DS, Wii U/Switch, and mobile devices, respectively. And then there's the arcade games, the VR title, and, well, let's just move on for now. Question 11. Alright, time for a melodic break. As always, name the tune. This rollicky little piece comes from the indie sensation Bastion, with this number known as Percy's Escape. Give this title a whirl if you haven't already. Question 12. Name Mario's handy Goomba sidekick and battle partner in the first Paper Mario. The little guy is called Goombario. Shocking. Question 13. Sonic the Hedgehog has appeared in many a game, but also has starred in one RPG. Name this one aberration. Sonic's one foray into the RPG space came in the form of Sonic Chronicles: The Dark Brotherhood, a strange but okay game that never did get that sequel. Question 14. Alright, the one-of-a-kind prototype, the Nintendo PlayStation, sold at auction for a substantial sum of moolah. How much was its final going price? The unit sold for $300,000, or $360,000 if one counts the $60,000 buyer's premium mandated by the auction house. Still far less, though, than the $1.2 million one reportedly offered once upon a time. And lastly, question 15, one more musical score. This one comes from DuckTales Remastered, belonging to the new opening level, The Money Bin. The entire soundtrack is sensational, though, so please check it out. Pretty please. So concludes our trivia groove, but how'd you do? If you caught less than 5 right, then that makes you a... 5 through 10, however, makes you a... And 11 through 15 correct leaves you as...
La 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 la.
Let's hope you're all singing your la 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 la's right now. Or if nothing else, at least learn something from this quiz, as that is always half the battle. Thanks for listening, everyone, and until next week, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.